And we've got Dylan on the line from Community Lawyers. G'day, Dylan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. And the reason for why we've got you on the line is because you're going to be part of an action on the 10th of September to stop work for Palestine.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us about why you think it's important for people to involve themselves in this.
Yeah, no worries. Well, let me just start by introducing myself a little bit. So I'm an Australian Services Union delegate, and I have been for the last 7 years at a variety of different workplaces, including my current workplace. So I'm a lawyer at a community legal centre in Melbourne. So I'm also part of ASU for Palestine and broadly and broader in the Union for Palestine. So, you know, I think all listeners would already know that over the last 2 years, the genocide in Gaza and the continued occupation and violence in the West Bank has only worsened to an unspeakable level of catastrophe today. We are standing up and taking to the streets because of the failed leadership of our government, our bosses, our workplaces, and to some extent, the failure of unions as well, who have been largely unwilling to make any more than two-sided statements about Palestine. So we've called for a strike on Wednesday, the 10th of September. So that's at the State Library. That's been organised by Union Palestine. We're asking for all workers to join us to walk out of their jobs and take a stand against silence and repression.
Actually, it's in stark contrast to the response of dock workers across Europe who have said that if the flotilla isn't allowed to get through to the to Gaza, then they will shut Europe down. I mean, stopping at 1 o'clock on the 10th of September and going to the State Library to be part of a rally is a small ask, isn't it, when the genocide is occurring?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, looking to Italy, it's incredible to see what kind of power workers and unions can exert in order to take an anti-war stance, an anti-genocide stance. And, I mean, there's been examples throughout Australian history where workers have taken strike action for political or anti-war campaigns. I mean, there's a tendency there throughout history where workers can take a stand and have an incredible impact. And you know, we know that enough union and worker power can have the ability to shut down Australian industry and the economy in the name of Palestinian solidarity. But, you know,
I was just going to say that it's not a vain chant when they say we're all Palestinians, because this affects all people of all types. They could do this to anybody, what they're doing to people in Palestine.
Yes, and that's why, you know, we have an obligation, I think, to do as much as we possibly can to say no more, and that we're not going to stand for this to happen in our name. And that's why we need to, you know, push back against growing repression and silence in Australia for anyone that takes a pro-Palestinian stance.
So Dylan, if workers out there want to be to do this, what's your suggestion about how they should go about it?
So as I mentioned, there is a strike that's from 1 p.m. on Wednesday. That's the strike part, like walking out of work. But there's also we're encouraging all workers to participate in any way they possibly can. There's also a rally, the rally component at 1 p.m. at the State Library. So whether or not you take the afternoon off, take sick leave, annual leave, or just come down on your lunch break, the rally is, I suppose, a takeaway of joining us, showing solidarity with the strikers. It's been endorsed by the ASU, the NTU, Free Palestine Melbourne, and the Free Palestine Coalition NAM. So there's quite a bit of momentum building. So we would encourage anyone to come down and show what support they have.
Yeah, and bring as many people as you can. And it's funny that the ASU and NTU, well, I mean, in an ironic way, is that these unions that usually get pushed around for being like white collar academics, do nothings, they're the ones that have been doing the most for Palestine and will do the most on Wednesday as well, coming.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose there's a lot of agitation from the rank and file to get their unions, I guess the bureaucracy of the unions to take a stance. So that's what we're seeing, that the ASU and the NTU are putting their support behind the rally component, not the strike component, but the rally to that's happening at the State Library.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Dylan.
No worries. Thank you for having me.